Man appeared in court today after a domestic violence incident led to a multi-city chase involving police. Bond set at $3 million for 39-year-old Julius Edwards of Canton in Canton Municipal Court on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and domestic violence. This hearing was rescheduled from Friday when a waterline break shut down Canton City Hall. Edwards allegedly stabbed his girlfriend 15 times at a home on 15th Street Southwest last Tuesday morning. Edwards arrested that night after he crashed a stolen vehicle into a Summit Metro Parks police cruiser. Third competency evaluation has concluded a man can be tried in a Smith Township murder case. 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham of Alliance scheduled to stand trial August 17th in the death of 44-year-old Gina Wade. The trial in Mahoning County Court had been delayed after evaluations in February and April 2024 found Cunningham incompetent. He's charged with aggravated murder and other counts in the October 2023 slaying. The cause of death in the case has not been revealed. Services have been announced for an Alliance man found after a nearly month-long search. Calling hours for 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang will be held Sunday from 1 to 5 at Dean's Funeral Home in Sebring. A private service will be held the following day at Sozo Church in Alliance. All are welcome at a luncheon at Harvesting Hope following the private service. Hang was last seen on the morning of June 3rd, leaving his home in his 2010 GMC Canyon pickup. His body was inside the truck, which was found submerged off Price Street in Lexington Township June 27th. Charges have been filed against a Canton man wounded in an officer-involved shooting in Michigan Monday. 38-year-old Sisquindry Smith charged with felonious assault, resisting arrest, fleeing, and eluding, and three weapons counts. Michigan State Police in Taylor located a stolen U-Haul wanted in connection with a June 30 armed robbery in the Cleveland area. Investigators allege Smith rammed a police cruiser, struck a parked vehicle, then pointed a handgun at officers who opened fire. The suspect suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A female passenger was not hurt. Arraignment set for July 30th for Michael Rogers, who faces federal computer fraud charges tied to an alleged hack of the Stark County Criminal Justice Information System. Rogers charged with computer fraud and destruction of records, and federal prosecutors filed the case by information rather than seeking a grand jury indictment. Prosecutors say Rogers created a program that gathered personal information between January and October of 2024, including names and birth dates from the online court record system used by Canton, Massillon, Alliance, and Stark County courts. He's also accused of illegally accessing protected data from a Connecticut-based corporation in 2023. The Stark County Coroner's Office has identified a man found dead after a Bethlehem Township house fire. 68-year-old Peter Owen was killed after the blaze broke out June 4th in the 4500 block of Hudson Drive Southwest. Responding firefighters found the home engulfed in flames, and the man's body was discovered in the garage after the blaze was extinguished. The state fire marshal was investigating the cause. No information has been released. Owen was listed as the owner of the home. More law enforcement agencies joining the effort to combat human trafficking. Stark County Sheriff Eric Weisburn announced the expansion of the county's human trafficking task force with five new partners, including police departments in Alliance, Louisville, Massillon, North Canton, and Uniontown. The Canal Fulton, Canton, and Hartville departments are also supporting the initiative through a specialized human trafficking liaison officer program. The expanded task force aimed at strengthening investigations, improving coordination between agencies, and providing more support for victims. Youngstown police raided a North Side home last Wednesday afternoon. Six bags of marijuana were found at the Dearborn Avenue location, along with 38 gummies and four glass jars and five plastic bags containing marijuana, along with a bulletproof vest. Over $47,000 was found in a safe. No arrests were announced. Police were joined by federal agents in the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office. Police investigating after a vehicle crashed into a building on the Youngstown State University campus Sunday. The gray Jeep was found unoccupied around 4 p.m. near West Commerce Street and 5th Avenue after leaving the road, striking a light pole and traffic sign and crashing into the Coley Hall Excellence Training Center. Debris was scattered across the sidewalk behind the vehicle. Authorities have not said what caused the crash. YSU police also responded to the scene. A formal complaint filed by a Warren Police Department employee has led to the resignation of Chief Eric Merkel. The complaint alleges Merkel falsely reported working required hours at OVI checkpoints while being absent for part of those shifts and also sent a racially offensive GIF in a text message. Merkel submitted his resignation 2 days after the complaint was filed. Mayor Doug Franklin says Merkel is using accrued vacation leave through his final day, August 24th. An interim police chief has not yet been named.